Hey everyone. I thought I'd do another little fuckaroo because I haven't made one in a while. It's my birthday today, so I called a friend. Well, a friend called me, and we spoke as the clock went from 11 till midnight. He's an hour behind me. I'm an hour ahead. I changed my wallpaper to an old picture I have saved of Samuel Benjamin, who recently allowed me to add him back. We used to talk for hours each day on by text. And he recently just let me add him as a friend, just to say like he has no interest in talking to me, but he doesn't hate me or anything. He doesn't enjoy talking to me anymore, but he wishes me all the best. I think he said something like, "Have a please enjoy your life. I hope you have a good one, Johnny." Because my name on Discord is Johnny. So that's what some people call me. A friend and I argued today. I don't know if I'd call him a friend, but I don't know, he promised to send this song to me for months. It was a song about Sailor Moon, which reminded him of me. Because it's my birthday today. Well, it's 31 minutes past 1 in the morning. I'm not in the country I was born. So in the country I was born, it's not my birthday yet. And also, I was born at like 6 in the morning, so I won't be in my 23rd year until like I don't know, 7 hours from now, 6 and a half, something like that. I realize I gotta keep my voice down because it's 1:30 in the morning. So yeah, he unadded me. So yeah, he was gonna send me this song. He refused to. We got in an argument. Last night it was very creepy. I wasn't making a sound. I was literally just laying in bed on my phone with my headphones in. I think I had one headphone in, the other one I didn't because it hurt my ear. And then, so there's three. I don't want to dox myself, but anyway. There's not a lot of like rooms, there's not a lot of flats. Like outside, there's only like a handful, right? But I could hear someone like walking around in the corridor outside the front room at like midnight. It was past midnight, and it must have lasted 10 or 20 minutes. They were just like standing. I'm just walking around a bit, walking back and forth. And I thought it was so strange because why don't they just go inside their house? Like this, I live in Ukraine. There's a curfew now. You're not allowed to be outside after midnight. So if they must live in this right, they must have been outside their flat, right? Because why would they be living somewhere else and then come here and not leave before midnight? But then what were they doing in the corridor and not in their house? And that creeped the fuck out of me. So I got up and I locked door to my room, which I think I'm gonna do tonight, because it is making me a bit even out? Like, why? Why was someone doing that? This place is as creepy as it is. So yeah, I just locked the door then. I have like a hammer as well, just in case. And yesterday also, I was awoken in the middle of the night because I could hear like a tap, tap, tapping at the window. And I was like, what the fuck? Like loads of like tapping. And I was like, there can't be anyone outside because I live too high up. But I thought like maybe it's the sound of like the wardrobe breaking, because there's a broken like drawer on the wardrobe, right? There's a broken like drawer on the wardrobe, and the previous person who lived here tried to fix it just by sellotaping it up, and I didn't realized the sellotape was there to hold it up. So when I tried to open it, the sellotape just broke and the thing kind of fell down. It's still attached by these metal things. But when I could hear like, brr, 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 and it wasn't like, I don't know, it was like a deep sounding tapping. I thought maybe it was the metal, I don't know, coming undone somehow or something, I don't know. But no, it was just raindrops falling on the plastic, like outside the window, and it's like making a thudding sound. And that was literally all it was. What else happened recently? Today, I met a girl. She's very sweet, and we have similar interests. She says she spends most of her time in her bedroom playing video games, which is sweet, and it's like not a normie thing to do. She was 18, and like other 18-year-olds, they're not really just doing that. And she dressed all in black and had like dyed red hair. And I thought that's a unique like fashion thing. I like it. It's not normie. She I guess she probably doesn't know what 4chan is, but maybe she would belong there. I don't know. That's kind of insulting. But we were in a restaurant. I paid, and she opened up and told me that like, and this was like at less than an hour of meeting. She told me that she suffered from like intense depression, and she tried to take her own life a few times, or she'd thought about it, I don't know. And she was saying like, I think that if I don't exist anymore, it will be easier, all my problems will go away, and the problems of my mum will go away, because she won't have to pay for my college tuition, and she won't be sad because she has other children. And I was trying to tell her, like, no, she will be really devastated if you kill yourself. So will your dad, so will your siblings and the people who know you, even me. I would be sad, and I've only known you for an hour or so. She was like, thank you, but you don't understand. You know, I really think it'd be really a good idea. So for the rest of the day, I was just trying to cheer her up. And, you know, I made her laugh a lot. She was twirling her hair, which was nice. And then we sat down in, a children's playground. Because that was the only place there's chairs. And I don't know if anyone here is from Eastern Europe or has been to Eastern Europe. But there's probably more children's playgrounds than there are, shops or toilets or houses. And I'm not like joking, when you're in a children's playground, if you get up and you walk for about 5 minutes, within 5 minutes, you'll be able to see another children's playground. There's so many, and I guess it makes sense because everyone lives in like commie blocks, right? So even though you don't have to walk far, you'll walk past way more houses in a matter of minutes than you would in like America, right? Where most people live in like semi-detached or detached houses. They don't they're spread out on along the ground rather than up into the sky. So I guess that's probably it probably makes sense as to why there's like one children's playground per block of flats, right? Because there's like I don't know how many children would be in the block. Let's say 20. I don't know, but anyway, you know what I mean, right? It's like there's a higher concentration of people per area, so you'd need more children's playgrounds. And sure, it shops as well, but children's playgrounds, I don't know, just I never see that in the UK ever. There's like one when I think about it, because I sat down, I thought about it, there's like one children's playground. It takes maybe an hour for me to walk there in one direction, and then if I walk in the opposite direction, it also takes me about an hour. So it's like a 2 hour walk in between the children's, like, hey, it's like a few minutes. I don't know why I had to go on such a tangent, but anyway, we sat down in the children's playground, and I was like, I feel really bad that you feel so sad all the time. Do you want a hug? And she's like, yeah, okay. And we hugged. And I was like, did you like the hug? And she's like, yeah, because I never get to hug people because I'm so lonely. I don't have friends. And like, she had a boyfriend, but she split up with him years ago. And like, I don't think she'd hugged anyone in years. So I was like, do you want to hug again? She's like, yeah. So we were hugging tight. And I was like, do you want to stop? And she's like, no. And I was like, okay, just let me know when you want to stop. And then we were probably hugging for about 10, 15 minutes. And then she said, I gotta stop hugging you because I'm gonna fall asleep, because she has like insomnia too. And it was sweet. And I hope we she said it made her feel better as well, which is good. I don't know if it cured her suicidal thoughts, but anyway, she says she's seeing some psychiatrists soon, which is good. I don't know if we'll see each other again. I would like to. We hopefully will soon, but I don't know. Whenever I leave someone that I hang out with, it's uncertain if I'll see them again. I just watch them walk away, you know? Because I feel like this might be the last time I ever see them, ever. And I just watched them walk away. I'm thinking back of some of the people from college I just watched walk away. I remember my last phone calls with some people on Discord that I'd known for a while. And then after we said our goodbyes, I just got a feeling like that might have been the last time we spoke to each other. And sometimes I was right. Which is just a shame. Good night, chat.